Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. If we could all stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Birch?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay, we are going to move on to item two, which is the board report, and we are going to do the ribbon cutting.
So those who are not aware, the Teacher Academy, which is sponsored by the Four Cities Compact, this is their room. So we have kids that are kind of interested in going into the education field. We've got juniors and seniors that come in here throughout the day, but we haven't had a formal ribbon cutting, so we wanted to make sure we were giving it the pride and representation it deserves, right, Tricia?
Yeah.
So we're gonna cut the ribbon to really christen the room. So we've got gold scissors. We've made it so high class. And you do not get to keep the gold scissors. Yes. You guys are up here. You're in the cutting process. At least one of them.
Well, I can press the two pairs. Barberton, Norton, and Wadsworth. And I have Norton Senior from here. I have Wadsworth Junior, Peyton Fox, and I have a Barberton Junior, Austin Cottrell here. So thank you for being here. This is your room, this is your program. You're the first students, you're the pioneers here. So I'm having so much fun so far in class.
And I'd just like to say on behalf of the Compact, we're just so happy to open a new program here at Norton. I know, you know, some of the board members, we've talked for probably the last 5 or 6 years. There was a part, you know, a desire on Norton's part to add another program to the Compact. We now have 22 programs in the Compact, 12 different career pathways. Education and training is a new career pathway that we're able to offer now because of this program. So just so excited about that, so thankful to the Norton board. To Mr. Farson and Mr. Shaner, all the hard work, Stephanie Hagenbusch, all the hard work that went into this, and we got a rock star teacher, which we could not be more happy, and I know the program's going to take off. So thank you to everybody, and let's open up the teacher again.
All right.
Yeah, so all right. Everybody smile.
Okay, also in the board report, we like to cover some important dates or items from our schools. So I'm gonna start with the primary. The primary would like to thank Mary Bird the early childhood librarian for restarting the kindergarten story time at the building. Miss Mary completed her first live story time last week. She's been sharing stories virtually for the students to enjoy this past week. She was able to complete a long-awaited in-person story. 26 parents have completed the volunteer training program with Mr. Morris and have been volunteering in classrooms for the last 2 weeks. Many thanks to all of the parent volunteers, and the primary publishing center reopened on Monday, October 10th. Many thanks to Katie McCarthy, the PAC liaison, for her instrumental work with launching the launching of the publishing center. Upcoming dates, October 13th is Girl Scout Talks for kindergarten classes. October 13th is parent-teacher conferences for preschool and kindergarten families, 4 to 7 p.m. October 19th is Unity Day. October 21st is PAX Leaders Assembly with Jim Basketball Jones. October 24th through the 28th is Red Ribbon Week. And October 28th is Fall Room Parties for preschool and kindergarten classrooms. Moving on to the elementary. Sorry, gotta find it here. Here we go. Parent-teacher conferences are scheduled for Thursday, October 13th, this week from 4 to 7 p.m. Additional conference dates are available November 10th and 11th if you don't have anything scheduled on the 13th. Information regarding holiday parties has been sent home to parents. Party volunteers will be working through the PAC room parents group. Our first party will be held on Friday, October 28th. Information for the Halloween party has been sent home to the parents. Third grade students will be taking the Ohio State test in reading on October 26th and 27th. Students will take this test again in the spring. Students must meet a minimum score on the Ohio State test or alternative assessment to be promoted to the fourth grade. And then we're moving to high school. Big congratulations to Coach Phil Scenes and the girls tennis team that won both the regular season MAC title and the MAC tournament title. Also, congratulations to Coach Mike Maley and the boys golf team for winning the MAC tournament held last month. Congratulations to all the homecoming court and our homecoming king, Jesse King, and Queen Mackenzie Martin. And Mrs. Pletcher and the drama department are proud to announce Long Live Rock and Roll as the fall play production. Show dates and times will be November 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and all tickets will be $8, which can be purchased online or at the box office. Hope to see everyone there. After a three-year hiatus due to the pandemic, Norton High School is excited to bring back the Spooktacular, a fun and safe place for all of our kindergarten to fifth grade students to come and trick or treat. This event is free and the date will be Tuesday, October 25th. For more information, will be coming, but circle the date now. So lots going on. The Spooktacular is an awesome event. I'm glad that's back. And just, we have a new superintendent. The superintendent always has the best costume. So we're looking forward to Mr. Farson keeping that tradition alive. So,
what's nice is I was down at the elementary on Friday and I told him I was struggling, and they gave me some great advice. Mac and cheese took the lead. What gets a dry mac and cheese?
Okay, we're going to move on to item 3 in the treasury reports.
I don't have a lot this month, but one exciting thing, I know we've talked about the safety grant in the past, we did get actual confirmation that we received $200,000 for the second round for that. Currently, we are doing some construction or some projects on that. One of them are parking lot lights at NES and middle school. You've probably seen that the parking lot should be lit up a lot better now. We've added some extra security cameras around some of the buildings and some outdoor spaces that we felt needed them. PA systems in a few of the buildings have been upgraded so that you can hear, I believe, the nurse's office and in a couple of the cafeterias. You couldn't hear well those areas we are addressing. We've added some door swipes or going to add door swipes to a few of the doors. Those are where they can swipe the cards and come in and we don't have to deal with keys or somebody getting locked out of the building. And one other project that we have not begun working on, but we have ordered and we're still waiting on the stuff for it, is the fence around the primary playground. We put the new equipment in, but it's not fenced in, and we have little students over there that occasionally can run. So hopefully to keep them fenced in. And then there'll be more projects as we progress to spend our $200,000.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, mm-hmm. We're going to move on to item 4, which is our superintendent reports. And we have a lot of great things going on, along with some informational items for our families that are present and that are listening.
So we did cover the report card review. We did that in an earlier session. That information we put out on the internet, I will put it on our web page if you want to look at the slide presentation that we put together. In case you wanted to peruse, there's some math and some stars and some good things on there. So it's really worth taking a look at. We're going to jump in. We are very thankful and very excited about this program. This was a program that came from both the city and the school district working together to develop and get a school resource officer in our buildings. And I would have to say we got the best one over there, so we're very excited. So I'm going to have Mr. Shaner introduce Officer Bauer. She's going to come up. She has started the process of getting acclimated in our buildings and getting to know everybody, and she's been doing a great job so far.
Hello. Well, we certainly go through this process. For those who have been around, especially administratively, the SRO process and the process to be able to get one in our buildings has been long. It's something that we've been gunning for a long time, and we're finally able to make it come to fruition. And it has been very helpful for us from a security standpoint. We know that Mr. Carson, that is his big focus coming in this year. We're doing a lot within all of our schools focusing on safety. But at the same time, individually though, you know, when you think about an SRO and what they do, a school resource officer, the needs of the buildings, their ability to work well with people, with staff, with kids, their ability to have kids want to talk to them. That's one of the main things that they have to be able to do. And so when we're going through this process, and then of course Officer Bauer had mentioned with the police department that she was interested in the position, we go through the process, interviews, we sat down on some interviews, and for me, I was super excited. I was super excited it was her. I was super excited because I've known you for, I don't know, 8-10 years probably now. And I've seen her, and I've seen her, in, we'll just say, in situations that most people do not want to find themselves in. Her ability to work through situations calm. We had a situation here just a few short years ago, and I know many of you know what I'm talking about. She was smack dab in the middle of that, and she was the calmest person in the entire situation. And so that spoke volumes to me. I know that's someone I want in my building as well as the buildings, kindergarten all the way through. So I'm really excited to have Officer Bauer, and I know that we are as well as the district. So, did you want to say anything? Yeah.
She can.
I'm excited. Yes, I absolutely love it.
Kindergarten,
I'll go into middle, and it's
kind of
fun. They're all unique, so
awesome.
I absolutely love it so far.
Good.
Awesome.
Good.
Thank you.
Now, the only thing of following up a police officer is bringing a dog on the scene. So, Mrs. Snowden is coming up. Mrs. Snowden is our assistant middle school principal. I'm going to turn it over to her very quickly, but she's got Sam with her, and she's going to tell you a little bit about Sam and how maybe he fits into our middle school scene.
Okay, so this is Sam. It's Samwise-Gamgee Snowden for any of you Lord of the Rings fans. I am not, my husband is. Sam is a certified therapy dog through Canine Care and Angels. To become a certified therapy dog, he went through 2 years of coughing and training, and then it was an extensive testing process. So it was real life situations. We were at the fire station, we were at nursing homes, we were in buildings where there's kids, we were at the mall, we were riding the escalator. It was a lot, but he did pass with flying colors. So as part of Canine Caring Good Angels, we volunteer. So we're at nursing homes, hospice, first responders, businesses, libraries, schools, and today we're going to talk about how he might fit in at the middle school. So at the middle school, Sam could be a what we call a facility dog. So the difference between a therapy dog and a facility dog is really just insurance. As soon as you call him a facility dog, he can be insured while I'm on the clock. If we call him just a therapy dog, Canine Caring Good Angels pays for him, but not when I'm on the clock. So it's just a name. But he is there to not to be a therapist for students. He's there just to increase engagement, bring some joy into the building for both staff and students at the building. So something that Mr. Dobbins, our principal, and I have been talking through are some of the precautions and liabilities that come with having an animal in the building. We did design a survey that will go out to staff and students and families to kind of let us know how kids are feeling about having a dog in the building. So some kids are going to be really excited about it. There might be kids that are nervous. Maybe there are kids that do not want to have any interaction with the dog. So just to make me aware of where I need to be in the building or who I need to be aware of, maybe keeping the dog at a bigger distance. Also, we have kids with allergies. He does not shed, so he's hypoallergenic in many ways, but there are still people who are allergic to that pet dander, so being aware of that and honoring those kind of things for our families as well. When he is in the building with me, he does need to be on leash, and I need to be his only handler. So if I hand him to somebody else, he is no longer insured at that point. So I cannot be with the dog does need to be locked in my office. And then his insurance, this dog is insured more than probably anybody in this room or our homes or our cars. So I have a personal policy on him, both liability and health. The district was able to add him to our insurance at no cost due to his certification. And then he is also certified through Canine Caring Good Angels when he is volunteering with me. So he's got a lot there. As far as integrating into the building, Mr. Dobbins and I aren't 100% sure what it looks like. It certainly is not the dog in the building all day, every day, mostly because I have a job to do that is not being a dog handler. But we'll figure out what that looks like. It might look like greeting students when they come in the building, being in the hallways during transition, some of those places where I naturally am anyways, having the presence of the dog, maybe out at recess. If we have a moment with a classroom where a teacher feels like, I know I have a teacher that does some social emotional learning lessons, maybe the dog comes to those things. But as an invited member, I'm not just going to bust into classrooms with the dog and hope that that's okay with everybody. So we're not 100% sure what that looks like. We are going to play it by ear and go from there. So that's Sam. Anybody who has questions, concerns, feedback, I'm available. The dog is here to pet and meet. I tell the kids, you usually don't pet a dog in a vest because they have a job to do, but this dog's job is to be petted. So he enjoys that very much. All right, that's it.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to outdo myself on every one of them. So the next one, I wanted to bring everybody's attention to the $10,000 check that we have up here. I wanted to publicly thank Fred Martin Superstore. They donated $10,000 to our We Roar Together campaign. What you'll see in the next couple weeks, kids wearing the black t-shirts. It's got the We Roar on the back. And that was donated by Fred Martin. I want to thank Ashley over at Fred Martin who helped work that through. It's not easy dealing with the new guys sometimes, and she was able to navigate the waters and help me out. So we're very happy about that and very proud and thankful that they gave us that money. So thank you to Fred Martin, wherever they are. So the other thing, and this is, I know this is going to be exciting for many of you. So there's a resolution on resignations. All this is I brought it to the board. It just talks about if we have a staff member that resigns tomorrow. In theory, what's supposed to happen is when the board acts on it, that resignation becomes official. There's a resolution on there that says when they resign and I acknowledge it, it's official and we can post the job and work on hiring the next person. And then they would come to the board and be voted on for that position. So that wasn't exciting as the dog, I apologize. I could say mac and cheese again, maybe. So the last one is Navigate 360. Navigate 360 is the company that kind of owns the idea behind ALICE training. You hear that name quite frequently. It's a safety program for schools. We are very fortunate and very thankful that we were able to bring that program to Norton this year. We are going to train teachers and staff and everybody involved. That is going to be on Monday on our PD day, so they're going to be going through the process and understanding what it entails for school safety. What we are going to do in turn from that is once the teachers and staff have been trained, we'll turn around and go through our natural drills and train the kids, and that's going to be sometime the week of the 24th. So we are very excited. They did this program, what would you say, maybe?
Eight or ten years ago.
It was time for a refresher. The program has changed a little bit. What is amazing about this program is it's got some online aspects to it. Teachers get an hour of training, then they get live training for 4 hours, and the amazing part is teachers have resources that they can kind of help their kids through the process. We will have something that we'll actually send out to parents that kind of walks parents through on having conversations with their children prior to the training or post-training about how that works. Because I know sometimes when you got little kids, you get a little scared about what their interpretation is going to be. So we want to make sure that parents have the ability to have a good conversation. So we're very excited about this and very thankful that it happened. And some of that safety grant money will go to pay for this, which is great. So that wraps up all my reports.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, we're going to move on to item 5, student recognition for students of the month.
Let's start high school first.
All right.
I think we did primary last time.
Come on, keep calling out both. Yeah, both.
Oh, woo!
So I have with me two seniors. This is senior Ava Hilliard. She is our Career Tech Student of the Month. I'll get to her in just a second. And this is senior Phoenix Walker. She is our regular October Student of the Month. So I'll get to her a second, but I want to start with Ava. So I want you to look at this face, so we're going to come back to this in just a second. So Ava is a member of our soccer team. She also is one of many Hilliards that have come through, all soccer players. All great kids, but you're the best, of course.
Right.
Yes. All career tech students as well. And then at the same time, she is our Panther. So if you see the Panther running around the football game, you wouldn't know it, but it's good old Ava, right? Look at this face, right? The smile, the spot smile still, of course, underneath the Panther costume. And so she is in the Diversified Medical Technologies program over at Watts, where she does a fantastic job. When I asked you what was your favorite part about the program, what did you tell me? You remember?
No.
Okay. You said that you like going to the hospital and seeing all the different jobs that you didn't even know existed. And you remember that now, yes, of course. And of course you work at, you know where you work?
Yeah, the Holiday Express.
The Holiday Express, of Washington, thank goodness you at least do that. And then so, what was really funny is I said, so what kind of hobbies do you have, right? And she said, video games. And I'm like, okay, video games, right? You see Ava, what was your answer? What's your favorite video game?
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty Black Ops. That's exactly what I think of when I think of Call of Duty Black Ops, right? So, tremendous young lady. She plans on going to Stark State for surgical tech. And so she's obviously well on her way to that, and of course the career tech program, just like this one here, the room we're sitting in is helping people get a head start. She is certainly getting her head start there over at Wadsworth in that program. So congratulations to you. Yeah, there you go. So this is Phoenix Walker. She's in way too many things for me to even mention because just, she's so involved in the school. But I do want to mention, she is a tremendous performing arts and fine arts, and she's in AP art and AP 2D art and whatever else. She's in. She's obviously in the plays and that we do. But she is one of the great things about her. And when we think about where she's going, and I said like, hey, what do you want to do like once she's done with high school? And the first thing she said to me is she said, I'm going to be a first generation college student, and she plans on going to Ohio State. And so she's just one of these young ladies that like no matter what around the building, wherever anyone says, Phoenix Walker. Oh my gosh. She's just so tremendous, and she's amazing. So I know Mrs. Fletcher's going to say just a few quick words about her as well.
Quick words? I could talk about Phoenix all night.
You can talk about anybody all night.
All right, I'll talk quickly. Here's what I was going to say. Okay, I've worked at this school for 16 years. 7 of those years, I had my own daughters here. My daughters who I could depend on to do anything I threw at them. And then when my youngest graduated, I thought, there goes my right hand. What am I going to do now? Enter Phoenix Walker. I met this girl during the remote year, 10th grade. You were a leader online. Phoenix used to show up online. You could be a leader in an online classroom. Phoenix could be. She showed up like wearing funny hats every day. Like remember, I was like, oh, it's hat day, because Phoenix has a hat on. And then I swear, like, the next day you'd have on like a wig or something. Just like making it interesting. And I thought, I can't wait to meet her next year. She needs to be in my stuff. So I met her last year. She quickly became my right hand backstage. Always the last person to leave rehearsals when I know you shouldn't, because you live a little further away than some. And so I couldn't wait for you to come back senior year to be my right hand backstage again. And she's like, Fletch, I'm going to audition to be on stage. So I'm like, all right, but you still got to help me with all this stuff backstage too. So come see her in the fall play. She is one of the highlights of the high school, in the halls with her school spirit, mm-hmm. right in the classroom and in all of her extracurriculars. Because everything you want a student. So
and her hobbies are figure skating and sewing. So those go well together. So congratulations, Phoenix. Thank you.
I never like to follow up with Shayner because he's funnier than me. I said so, but I have a dog today.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Elliot Blackburn. And Elliot, I'm going to write out your parents a little bit. When they found out you were student of the month, they didn't believe us. I heard.
And that's great. phenomenal is he's a football player. You might have noticed that. And he is, has been playing for 2 years. Is a running back, right?
Which position do you play?
Tackle. He's planning to be on the Panther football team when he's in high school and go to Ohio State and play football there. And as for his pro team, he doesn't know. But that's his aspirations in football. So, Landon, here's your certificate. Here's Mrs. Hendrick, who knows even more than I do.
So Landon is just a phenomenal kid. From the first week of school, he kind of stood out, noticing first his med football skills. He would come into the classroom half the time wearing his football gloves and be like, Landon, you've got to take your gloves off. So he'd be like, oh, sorry. And he'd go put them back in his locker. And then we'd go out for recess and he'd put his football gloves on. He was ready to play his football. And then again, before we got on the buses, he again put on his football gloves. So that's kind of what first stood out about Landon. And then as I got to know him, he is just an incredibly sweet, kind-hearted student. You know, in our class, we have so many different personalities, and he's social, you know, and he's really good at developing relationships with all of his classmates. So at his, you know, we sit in table groups, and at his table group, he has a couple students that are more difficult to work with than others, and who get flustered and frustrated easily. And it just warms my heart every day when I see Landon just being so patient and kind with his classmates and giving them the space that they need to kind of think and calm down and not getting worked up about them himself. So that's one of the things that I love about Landon. And the other thing that just really stands out to me about him as a third grader is just his willingness to accept responsibility for his actions. So like all of us, we make mistakes and we're human. What I love about Landon is when he realizes he's made a mistake, he apologizes and then changes his behavior. So the few times that I've had to, you know, ask him about what he was doing or why were you doing that, he immediately says, I'm so sorry, and then changes his behavior and it's never an issue again. So I just think that's tremendous maturity for a third grade boy, and he's just such a wonderful leader in our classroom. So it's an honor to have him as our student of the month.
Mr. Morris is going to come up. Our student of the month in the primary is not here, but so Mr. Morris was not going to be shown up.
I'm not ashamed. No, this is out of there. But I will say Trevor and Landon both went to my building, so I knew them. So I don't have a teacher this evening, and I don't have a student of the month. But what I will say is I will share our preschooler that we're going to recognize tonight is sick, and her name is Selena Flack. So we are going to invite her back to the November meeting. The only problem we may run into there is her dad is enrolled or enlisted right now and may get called up and they may be moving yet again. So, you know, our heart goes out to them for the service that dad is doing. So I wanted to share that information, but if they are still around, we will have her back in November. Thanks for letting me have the end of the show.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. Real quick, we're going to take a short recess to congratulate the students of the month. If those of you that are here could please come over here where you got your award, and we're going to get a quick picture with Superintendent Farson. And then certainly, you guys, it's a school night. Feel free to leave if needed as we continue our meeting. So thank you. Okay, we are going to move on to item 6, public participation. Community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you are called upon, please stand, state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desiring more time should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes to speak as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official meeting report. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, or board member, please do not address them by name. Keep in mind, we are meeting in a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students. At this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and reflect on your comments. The board will not respond with action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of this board meeting. Please do not use the individual employees' names in this forum. We do not have anybody signed up, but I am opening this up for public participation. Okay.
My name is Randy Saunders.
You can come over here.
I'm in black green over here.
Yeah.
All right.
You get the podium.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear his
That's name. The modern podium from our nice wooden one. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Could you say your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Randy Saunders, address 4549 Johnson Road, Norton. I'm also the president of Norton Baseball Association. It's really the primary purpose of my visit tonight. As we know, Norton's growing. It continues to grow. Norton Baseball has been growing a lot. I'm here to ask the board that if there's any opportunity ever in the future that we can work together to find baseball fields for these children, to expand our youth sports program. I want to help you guys out. I want you guys to help me out. I'm very, very excited that we had that kind of growth, and I think it's going to continue based on the allotments that we have. Right now, we utilize the elementary grassed over area of the ball field just for practice area. I understand that there's always money involved. Norton Baseball continues to put money into fields. If that's an opportunity that we can use that field, we'll maintain it. But I'm always looking for opportunities to expand further. That's the first part that I have for you guys. And thank you for the consideration. The second part is, Stephanie, thank you for talking about the primary fence. That's great. I think that's very, very needed. Is there any thought into putting a fence around the elementary school playground? That is a wide open lot. There's a lot of neighbors around there. I don't want to say it's a security risk or a threat or anything like that, but with the playgrounds, you have first graders through fourth graders at that facility. They also are quicker than some of the aides. That's not a slander on them. But there's at times there's 60 kids on the playground and 2 to 3 adults that are able to watch them. Those kids are sneaky. They can sneak away. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any other public participation? Okay. I am seeing none. I'd like to move on to item 7, the agenda. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? I have one. Due to our work session agenda, I asked Mr. Farson, I think we can remove item 12, executive session. So we would end after consent agenda items letter O. And then adjournment. Is there any discussion issue with that? Okay. So adjournment becomes number 12. Executive session removed. Okay, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. All right, moving on to item 8, board business. Can I have a motion to approve the resolution to allow superintendent to approve resignations? Item A.
Second.
Any discussion? You already discussed this during the superintendent report, so can I have a motion? Oh, sorry. Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve minutes items A and B?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve Treasurer Recommendations, Item 10, Letters A and B?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Moving on to Item 11, Superintendent's Recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve Personnel Retirement Resignation Leave Termination Items, Letter A, Items 1 through 4?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
I would just like to say Pam works in my office, and it's going to be difficult to replace that position. She's been there for, I should have looked for sure. I'm going to say 10 years, but it could be 8. I don't remember. That's really bad, and I'm so sorry, Pam, when you listen to this. But we will miss her. She's been really good to work with and has worked hard, and we're training again. So I wish her the best. Everybody works towards that.
I will also point out that we do have a head mechanic position that is available, and I know how hard it is to fill positions. So if anybody's got a friend out there that's got head mechanic qualities, we are looking here in Norton.
Okay, can I have, or can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Okay, can I have a motion to approve classified personnel, letter B, items 1 through 4?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passed 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve substitutes items C and D?
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. I'm not mistaken, we can always use some subs too, right?
Yes.
So we're still in, yeah. Okay, can I have a motion to approve stipends items E and F?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve consent agenda items G through O?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? I know Mr. Farson thanked Fred Martin for the donation. Every meeting we have generous people. Some, we know, some we don't, and I'd like to thank everybody that is contributing to help the kids. So it's a great thing that speaks volumes to our district that we have people that care and know that it goes to a good cause. So thank you to even those that aren't listed here by name. Can I have a motion to approve? Oh, we did it. I'm sorry. Call the roll.
Oh, I was going. Mr. Yeah. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
All right. Last but not least is item 12. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Thank you.